Good evening and welcome. Let's stand together and let's sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful. That you're here this evening. You're going to enjoy watching your children this evening perform some of the great music of our season and some new songs. We're happy that you're here, and thank you for singing with such joy that wonderful Christmas carol. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will calm the nerves of the boys and the girls, and especially those of the teachers. Lord, we thank you for all these parents that are here to watch their children. We thank you for your gift of salvation in Jesus Christ tonight. We thank you for your blessings to us to be able to come to this place and enjoy this wonderful music. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
one thing or one song. Keep the aisles clear. The children are coming in and going out all throughout the program. And they need guidance. And see, and the program is also viewed by people live tonight, going to the church 7 nights and going to the link in the program. If you must exit the auditorium, please use the side door at the far right. The place the DVD orders you pick up at an envelope at the welcome center in the back, or from your front row, the front pew has an envelope on them as well. Fill them out and return them to your teacher or your child's elementary school tomorrow. When we go to the link, there are many cards on here. We ask that you pay attention to the police officer, officers are on property alert. Also use the false alarm. The false alarm request that you turn your signal on in the parking lot going left or right so they can get you in a different traffic pattern and expedite the traffic flow. Please be in no hurry tonight. Visit the cafe, go to the Yankee Board down the hall to the fellowship center, visit the Christmas store that is sponsored by the favorite class of 2012-2013. There is a free gift awaiting all the attendants tonight at the back of the table and also next to the Christmas school. The elementary school will begin tomorrow morning at 9:30. It will be a very special night for the children. They're excited and they will be excited for a while. If you need care, yes, we're still there at 6. But class is beginning for the elementary school at 9:30. The children have worked tirelessly. The teachers have worked tirelessly this week for a quarter and a half to present the gospel to you in song and in drama. For many of you, this is your child's very first program or the very first program ever in that academy. We want you to understand that we have asked the students to pay close attention to the choir director, Mrs. Gore, or to their teacher. Please smile big at them, but please try not to distract them by standing and waving in all the pictures. They are trying hard to please the Lord, their parents, and their teachers. As I'm checking my phone, would you check yours? Would you make sure you turn it off or the phone vibrates? Last but not least, we have an offer coming to DDA December 19th. For students that attended DDA years ago, she has her own publishing company. You may purchase the book and she will sign it and read the book that day to all of us. Watch for more details to come. Please sit back, relax. It's a great program. Welcome to the Reimbassed Academy, Peanut Butter Christmas.
Well, let's stand together once again. We're going to sing just a few verses of the First Noel. Actually, we're going to sing all of them. And you'll see why in just a minute. But join me if you will.
The First Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds. Oh,
of you. That was a long song, and you all made it right through. You may be seated.
Tonight, we present the Carpenter family, consisting of Mom, Dad, Stacy, Ruthie, Joshua, and Sammy. After a great disappointment, watch how this family discovers the true meaning of Christmas.
Not a creature was stirring except for a mouse. We had all left for Grandma's. We traveled with care and stopped at a motel to spend the night there. While visions of Grandma's pies danced in our heads, the power went out and our phones went dead. My mom wore her mittens. My dad wore his cap. We all shivered and shook through our long winter's nap. My cheeks were like roses, my nose like a cherry. Although we were freezing, our spirits were merry.
Come on, kids, it's time to rise and shine.
Oh no, my phone is dead. Brr, I think my nose is frozen.
Great, Ruthie, you can lead us to Grandma's house today. Ruthie the red-nosed reindeer.
Daddy, Stacy's teasing me again.
Oh, what time is it? My iPhone is dead. Stacy, did you use my phone again?
Wake up, you silly old bear. It's Christmas Day, and we've got to get a move on. The pattern out. You can charge your iPhone at Grandma's house.
You see, I'm hungry. Where are all the presents?
Hold on, partner. The presents are still out in the van. Remember, they're going to have to stay put until we get to Grandma's house tonight. We'll open them right after we eat our big Christmas dinner.
But, Mommy, I need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich right now. Daddy, I'm freezing. Let's hurry. I'm hungry for a great big turkey dinner with stuffing and gravy and homemade rolls and pie and...
Sounds like a good idea, Ruthie. No one makes pumpkin pie like your grandma. Let's get going.
We're ready. Ta-da!
Oh, yes. Well, you gotta get up pretty old early to outsmart this old bear.
Hey, everybody, look outside.
Oh, goody, it's snowing, it's snowing.
Oh, no, the van is almost buried in snow. It's a blizzard.
A blizzard?
The snow must be at least 3 feet deep.
Daddy, can I play in the snow, please? Daddy, please, I want to play.
Great, I can't believe it. I knew I shouldn't trust that weatherman. He's got beady eyes, and he's not even a meteorologist. We're trapped, 4 kids, a broken-down motel, no heat, no TV, no food, and worst of all, no Chick-fil-A.
And no internet!
I need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich real bad.
Let's make it hard with the ball.
Joshua. I know you're disappointed. We all are. But we're going to have to make the best of it.
No newspaper, no turkey dinner, no football, no ESPN.
But we still have our presents.
Dad, the van door is open, and all the presents are gone.
Are you sure?
I locked that van myself, every door.
The back window's broken, Dad.
Oh, Joseph, not the children's presents. What are we going to do?
There's not much we can do, Mother. I'll go down to the motel office and try to call the police. Keep the kids here.
What kind of meanie would steal our presents on Christmas?
I don't know, but if I ever find him, I'll
punch him right in the kneecap.
Make the best of it without any presents?
Mommy, can I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for breakfast?
Peanut butter? Yuck. How can you think about your stomach at a time like this? What about our turkey dinner that's waiting at Grandma's house? What about all our presents? I just want to cancel Christmas!
Thank you.
nothing they could do. They were stuck in the blizzard with the rest of us. Mom was really feeling disappointed, not for herself, but for us. When I looked at Mom, I saw tears in her eyes.
We have to do something. After all, Christmas is about others first.
Kids made a plan. That afternoon when the snow stopped, all four of us went next door to the gas station and bought what little food they had left. We also found a small tree right outside our room. Then we surprised Mom and Dad with a special Christmas dinner. Watch and see.
May I take your order, sir? Our special today is peanut butter surprise. The main entree is our finest gourmet peanut butter. It's a la carte on white bread with a side order of penicillin mold. Guaranteed to fill your tummy and kill your germs.
We'll take two over medium. Hold the mold, please, and two sparkling waters. Hold the Alka-Seltzer for dessert.
An excellent choice. Waiter!
Coming, dinner served!
This is first class. Candlelight, peanut butter surprise, and four very special treats.
Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad!
Merry Christmas, Rufy!
Tonight is a special time we celebrate Jesus' birthday. We are all out of cake, so this will have to do.
Oh, goody! A peanut butter cup!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Jesus! Happy birthday to you!
Thank you.
Did baby Jesus really sleep in the hay?
Yes, he did, Josh. He was born in a stable, kind of like a little barn where the animals lived. Not a very nice place for a newborn baby.
I'll tell you what, kids. Let's all go get our Bible and read the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2.
Goody, it's my favorite.
Ruthie, it's on page 1078, Slowpoke.
I know where it is, Marty.
Oh, really? Then where is it?
It's, right after Luke chapter 1.
All right, that's enough, you two. Stacy, you go ahead and read verse 1.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from
Caesar Augustus,
that all the world should be taxed.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. You're next, Joshua.
And all went to be taxed.
Everyone.
Everyone into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
What about me, Dad?
Okay, Ruthie, it's your turn.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Back to you, Stacy.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Joshua, go ahead and try verse 7.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Woo, that was a long one.
Good job, Joshua.
Thank you. In heaven to be born in that manger, didn't he?
Yes, he did. It's easy to forget that sometimes, isn't it?
I never really thought of that before. I've always been so busy with presents and turkey and pumpkin pie and candy and...
Daisy, please don't mention Christmas food again.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I guess this Christmas we have a better idea of what it must have been like for Mary and Joseph. They were probably cold and lonely and hungry, too.
I bet they didn't have any turkey dinner.
Mommy, did they have peanut butter in the Bible?
I don't think so, Joshua.
On that very first Christmas, Mary and Joseph didn't have any of the things most people associate with Christmas.
Oh, yes, they did, Dad.
They did?
They had the biggest and bestest present in the whole world. Baby Jesus.
Oh, you're right, Samantha. They did have the best present of all, the Son of God. That's why there was such rejoicing.
You know what, Dad? Jesus is all you really need to celebrate Christmas.
That's right, Stacy.
So let's decorate our tree, and you can open our present.
What have you four elves been up to?
Well, it seems like this is a holiday full of surprises.
Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
Read the card, Mommy.
Okay, let's see. To Mom and Dad. Although our money was running low and the store was out of stock, we found the most practical present of all from New York to Bangkok. Our spirits had grown sad and cold as Christmas came this year. We thought that Christmas was found in presents delivered by 8 tiny reindeer. But we will never forget this Christmas. It's the best we've ever had because we gave Jesus first place in our hearts. Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
Hurry up and open it, Dad.
Oh, no, a 3-pound jar of peanut butter, crunchy style.
So what's for dessert?
Peanut butter snow cones.
What started as the worst Christmas ever ended up as the best.
We even started a new Christmas tradition at our house.
Now every year we have a special candlelight snack just before bedtime on Christmas Day.
And we always have the same thing to eat.
Peanut butter sandwiches.
We all enjoy it because it reminds us that Christmas is not just a time for parties and presents and candy.
Christmas is the best time of year to praise the Lord.
He will be wrapped in a robe dipped in blood. On his garment and on his thigh will not be the name Baby Jesus, but instead the name written will be
King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Parents, please do not confuse us children with an inaccurate portrayal of Baby Jesus. Instead, remind us that Baby Jesus grew up,
lived a sinless life,
died on the cross for our sins,
rose victoriously from the grave, 3 days later is now seated at the right hand of God the Father,
waiting to return to this earth and establish his kingdom.
Amen and amen.
We are just about finished, but we do have one more song. I want to make a couple announcements. For nearly an hour, these students have presented to you truth. Absolute truth that applies to all people everywhere without regard to what they think. And here's my concern as the pastor of this church and the leader of this academy, that we will have parents who have sacrificed to educate their children to learn the Bible, to embrace Christ, but mom and dad haven't done it. That they have an intellectual understanding of truth, an intellectual understanding. They can sing the songs, they can talk the talk, but they haven't embraced it for themselves, intimately and personally. Consider that for yourself this Christmas season. Please, do I know Christ? Or is he a figure that my child is excited about and it's a thing that he will eventually or she will eventually grow out of? I cannot fathom the idea at that judgment that we were talking about, that the boys and girls were speaking of, that there would be parents that went through Christmas program after Christmas program at Berean Baptist Academy, but did not embrace Christ. Ask yourself, is he my Lord? Is he my Lord? All the singing was not designed to entertain you. It was to communicate truth. We want you to embrace it personally and intimately. Next Thursday night here at the Academy, our high school is going to present Cheaper by the Dozen, directed by Miss Laurel Deer. We want to invite you back out, anyone that would enjoy that drama at 7 p.m. And I have one more slide. We are going to start a parent-teacher organization here at Brian Baptist Academy. We want your involvement. We would like you to come out on January 24th for a special exploratory meeting to get your sense of what you think a PTO should be all about. I will be there and I'll be leading the meeting. I want to mark your calendar and invite you back to participate. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the sacrifice you make so that your son or daughter can be in a Christian school. I hope that you believe that you are getting your money's worth, because we are doing our very best to make sure your child gets faith and an education. We're doing all we can for that. And I want to communicate my thanks and to wish each of you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. we turn right when we leave, and they're going to hold the stoplight or the stop sign for us. So make sure you turn right when you leave. Please stand for our last song.